to the NewsHour. I'm Steve Lindman. My guest today is Catherine Austin Fitz. Catherine is an investment advisor, an entrepreneur, a former Assistant Secretary of Housing and Federal Housing Commissioner under George Herbert Walker Bush, and a former Managing Director and Board Member of the Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Company. She's now doing something entirely different, to say the least. She's now editor of Solari.com, and she runs Solari, Inc., is an online media company focused on ethical investment and preserving family wealth, not stealing it like those Wall Street bandits. Long ago, Catherine made a promise never again to act against the best interests of her own people and to do her best to leave a better world for generations to come. And she sure does that admirably. So we want to talk about her latest views on the economy, on the corporate pillaging watch, and conditions overall. Catherine, I welcome you. It's always great having you back.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Your storm damage was repaired, I guess, since we're talking.
You know, it was so beautiful. When it was like a crystal palace, all of Tennessee was blanketed with this incredible ice storm. And, you know, and God help the farmers who were trying to grow winter wheat. But what happened was the power shut down for a day, and because I have a generator that just kicked on, I was quite toasty. But then the phone shut down for 2 days.
Oh, dear.
And so I got a huge amount done because it was so peaceful. It was quite beautiful.
Right, you could always unplug your phone and...
Well, it was funny because it was so icy and frozen, everybody and everything just had to stop. It's kind of like, you know, somebody blew a whistle and said, okay, you know, rest for 2 days.
Rest or rust?
Rest.
I think at my age, Catherine, it would be rust. This morning I got an email from a web editor in Baltimore who posts my articles, and he said, guess what? We've got 20 inches of snow coming. Well, Baltimore doesn't get all that much snow, 20 inches of snow. I told them the last time Chicago had that was about 20 years ago, and it happened to have been on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
And I'm an early bird. I went out first thing in the morning before the chickens were up on New Year's Day, and there was about 20 inches of snow on the ground, and nothing had been shoveled. The sidewalks were nearly knee-deep, and I said, oh, my God. I just turned around and went back inside again. I'll just wait for them to clean this off, and then I'll rejoin the human race.
Well, you know, it's amazing because I live in a very small town, and when our power went out, the mayor, who runs an electric company, got his crew out and fixed the power. If it wasn't for the mayor, we probably have waited for days for our power.
Oh, well, bless him.
Yeah.
Another very quick anecdote. There was one other heavy storm, not 20 inches, maybe a dozen, maybe a foot or something, again, very rare in Chicago. It happened to have come right before a mayoral election, a primary election, but the primary election is really the big thing because the Democrat always wins the general election. Days before the primary election, and the mayor at the time did not get the plows out and get the roads cleared, and the primary came up, and we got a new mayor. That lesson was not forgotten by every succeeding mayor after that. We need to take a break. And that ex-mayor doesn't live too far from me. I once stood behind her in a bank line in a bank saying, ah, my God, how the mighty have fallen. She has to stand in line at the bank now. Anyway, we'll be right back, Catherine.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa.
Welcome back. I'm with Catherine Austin Fitz. Catherine, I've had lots of programs with lots of people talking about just what's gone on since Obama took office alone, let alone what went on before that, and the supreme disappointment, the bailing out of Wall Street and handing over trillions of dollars. And you've got an article on Solari by Bloomberg. I guess they want to bash Democrats by Jonathan Weil. Obama's $6.3 trillion scam is America's shame. And he's talking about keeping Fannie and Freddie off the books. So
it's kind of one of those Enron deals.
Did you say Enron or end run? I guess both.
Well, part of the I assume part of the problem with being an on balance sheet is there's no end game. They've taken over essentially all the liabilities of Freddie and Fannie, but they really have no governance plan for it. And so I think Freddie and Fannie are a little bit in a hiatus, and probably politically it's easier to keep them there because we have a lot more issues to work through in the prime mortgage market, which is going to affect Freddie and Fannie. So, you know, it's kind of sitting there in limbo, and how you deal with it. It's hard to put it on balance sheet if you don't have a governance plan for it.
Why don't they have a governance plan? They don't want one. They just want to let this thing go. I guess there's got to be at least some scam mixed up in this, because the taxpayers are on the hook for all of this stuff.
Well, I think a decision was made in the 90s, Steve, to shift all the capital out of the country in a covert method or a covert plan. And that was engineered and accomplished, and to do it took issuing extraordinary amounts of fraudulent securities and derivatives. And when the liquidity on those securities collapsed in 2008, they got the taxpayers, both here and globally, to bail them out. And so, you know, think of this as a leveraged buyout of a planet. You issue fraudulent securities, use the money to take over, and then you get the resources of, you know, the people you've taken over to pay off your fraudulent papers that you issued to, you know, buy them out. And so, literally, we're watching a, you know, a planetary leverage buyout. And the reality is they got the money. In other words, we gave, the central banks and sovereign governments gave, just in this country alone, $12 trillion to the bankers. And so, you know, now that they've got their money, the politicians have very little leverage. And the ability of, you know, the people who now have the money to play the sovereign governments is incredible. And it's, you know, so once you've gotten, you know, once you've stolen everything and you've gotten everything there is to get, then you simply leave, you know, a bunch of politicians and citizens in a circle kind of staring at themselves and let them stew in their own juice. And that's what we're watching.
Well, of course, we've got the politicians in league with the bankers and the rest of them going along with this business. And for decades, we've seen a continuous wealth transfer from the great majority of people to the super elites at the top. So we get Obama in his State of the Union message talking about we simply can't tolerate this terrible debt situation. So we need to rein in the budget. Well, where will it be reined in? On the backs of ordinary people. It will not be reined in on the war-making agenda, on these handouts to the bankers. Maybe they have so much they don't need anymore, Catherine. Neil Barofsky, the top overseer, whatever his exact title is, he throws the number around that have been pledged to them. I guess $13 trillion they already have. He throws the number around $23.7 trillion pledged. Is that a credible number?
Well, if he's saying it, then it's credible. But remember, these numbers, a lot of this money were loans, so they can fly up and down, depends on market conditions. I think the important thing to understand is, to give perspective on it, the total amount of liabilities in the U.S., depending on how you count them at this point, are now over $100 trillion, whereas all the private wealth in the United States is $60 trillion. So our debts and contingent liabilities are approximately double what our assets are. And within that $60 trillion, our retirement savings is about $15.6 trillion. And within that $15 trillion, our 401ks and IRAs are about $3.6 trillion. So one way to look at it was the banks were loaned or gifted you know, approximately four times all of our IRAs and 401ks.
It is truly shocking, Catherine. It's shocking that they have the chutzpah to do this stuff. And, of course, they package it in terms of we need to get the banks healthy to get the economy healthy, when the plain fact is what they have done for the bankers, in my estimation, has wrecked the economy. I mean, we have a mess on our hands. We had I haven't seen the details on today's employment report. Minus 20,000 jobs. That's the headline number U3.
Well, that's cooked.
Oh, that's cooked for sure. And, the last time we had minus 85 or something or other, but the household survey was well above 500,000. So, I mean, something is rotten somewhere. I mean, just split the difference and you're talking hundreds of thousands of jobs lost. And the economy isn't getting stronger. I think it's getting weaker.
Well, here's what's going on in the economy. You can break the economy down into 3,100 counties, or the American economy. And then you can break it down. You know, it's 3,100. It's 300 million people. And you know, you can build that up into families in 3,100 communities or counties. And if you look at the economy in every one of those counties, what you'll see is that you have what I call a negative return on investment to tax holders. You put government money into that economy in a way that makes the people in that economy stupider. Okay. So let me give you an example. So let's take your average American county. You have drugs coming in, whether it's marijuana or hard narcotics. You know, I live in Tennessee, which on a per capita basis has the hard, you know, the largest marijuana crop.
Oh, my goodness.
Your kids, you know, a certain number of your kids take and deal drugs and then end up going off to prison, okay? And so you deal drugs. Then you spend a great deal of government money to have a war on drugs, which is the, you know, for example, in my county, we have a mental illness hospital, which is drug rehab. We have three prisons, a lot of which are drugs. Then, of course, we have the police, the sheriffs, all of that. We've got the bail bondsmen. We have the courts. We have the lawyers. And so between the narcotics trafficking and the war on drugs, you have a huge infrastructure that is extremely expensive and is all financed by borrowing government money all around the, you know, the world, or monetizing the debt. So whether it's inflation or you know, taxing people globally, what you're doing is you're simply engaging in a practice that you know, that genocides a certain percent of the people, or, you know, or helps dumb them down. So what you're doing is you're spending significant governmental resources to do something that lowers the economic viability and the health and well-being of the population. Now, that's just the war on, you know, that's just drugs and war on drugs. I could go on and on and on. So, for example, if you look at healthcare and you look at, you know, the fact that rather than growing our food and being sort of much more food economically self-sufficient, we're building huge agribusiness farms in Latin America. We're shipping the food in from thousands of miles away. Increasingly, it's genetically modified and highly processed, full of corn syrup or sugar or other things, which are literally poison. And so basically, we're doing a huge amount in the food system to lower people's immune systems, raise their toxicity levels, and make them sick.
Well, I agree with you, and I've had a couple of programs on that, on GMO
right.
foods and the control of agribusiness. And I remember a statistic I used in an article, Catherine, it's probably out of date, that as of a few years ago, 60% of U.S. farmland for basic items like soybeans and corn, not wheat so far, but a high percentage of U.S. farmland grows GMO crops. And
right.
you're right, this stuff is poison.
I just finished watching two wonderful documentaries. One is Food, Inc., and the other is Killer at Large, about obesity, particularly in children. And what you see in both of these documentaries is the extent to which small farmers' healthy food are literally being destroyed. I mean, there's a wonderful piece in Vanity Fair a year or two ago by Bartlett and Steele on, you know, the tactics that Monsanto uses to literally terrorize farmers. It's incredible. I mean, it's talk about who is Al-Qaeda. They are.
Well, that's
and
right.
So,
the real terrorists, Catherine, not the phony ones.
Well, it's interesting. I live in a farming community, and when I first moved here, I came back from Whole Foods, then Wild Oats in Memphis, and I said, you know, you can charge $1,000 a parsnip for organic food. Why don't we grow, you know, naturally grown local food? And they said, we can't get any labor. You know, if we do the ag subsidies with tractors and farm equipment, but we could never get the labor to do natural. And the next week, I looked in the paper, and there were 30 tall, strong, young kids, you know, sitting someplace. And I said, oh, there's our labor force. Well, they were being indicted at the local courthouse, mostly for drugs.
Oh.
So there's our labor force.
Here's the labor force. Catherine, another break. Let's take that and come back and pick up on this. And this is one thing we haven't discussed before that I want to bring up to you and get your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
On with Catherine Austin Fitz. Catherine, I'm with you all the way on the power of local communities and local development and getting out from under the giant corporate interests that are more predatory than anything else, especially the bankers. But here's the thing I wanted to raise with you, which gets into the local idea. The idea of states and even cities, even communities, having their own public bank out from under the Federal Reserve. They can't print money like the Fed, but under the fractional reserve banking system, for deposits that are put in or assets that are put in, they can create money. The magic of fractional reserve banking.
Well, actually, there's a lot they can do to create their own currency. And for example, I have, if you link from my website at Solari.com, I have something that I designed with Franklin Sander, and we're just about to launch our new one. It's called the Gold to Silver Payment Calculator. It's a simple way, Steve, for people to literally calculate, you know, toggle back and forth between dollars and coins.
Without a public bank, they can create money?
Well, if the money's already created. If people in a community just started using their coins to transact, among sort of, there are different ways to kind of close out the network from outsiders, but you can just start using coins. You don't need to invent a new currency. You just start using the coins that you have.
Well, I'm not talking about inventing a new currency. I'm talking about creating a community, city, or state, setting up a publicly owned bank. There's one state in the country, 50 states, there's only one that has a publicly owned bank, and that's North Dakota. In 2008, North Dakota had the biggest budget surplus in the state's history.
Right, but if I had to wait for Tennessee to start its own bank, which I think is a wonderful idea, but if I had to wait for them to do it, and I hope they do, you know, I could starve to death.
No, I'm not saying we should wait for them to do it. I'm only bringing up the idea.
Right.
To get your feeling on whether you like this idea or not. I guess you do.
Well, what I like is things that people, individuals and families can do now. I'm into the just do it method. So if I'm an individual and I look at all the things I can do with just using my coins as they are, so transacting with coins with people, with doing barter, there are incredible barter networks in this country, and barter has been shown to really increase the revenues to any small business. And all sorts of different things I can do with my neighbors, you know, that is trading time. So if you look at trading time with your neighbors or people in your industry, if you look at barter, if you look at using your coins, if you use and look at shifting your investment into ways where you can reduce your expenses. I always tell the story of a friend of mine who was complaining about her water bill and complaining that the yields were dropping on her stocks and bonds. And I said, this is really simple. Sell your stock and build a well. And then you won't have a water bill. So, you know, deleting, you know, we've been intermediated by the company store, if you will. And so deleting the company store. So don't wait for your state to start. I mean, I hope all the states do start a state bank. I think it's a great idea. I would note that when California started to issue IOUs, J.P. Morgan Chase, lead member in the New York Fed, said, no, we won't take them. So there's an issue to be battled out about whether we're going to let the banks control our currency or whether we're going to control our currency. But when we focus on controlling our currency, what we need is lots of currencies, not just, you know, currencies controlled by government. We need currencies controlled by us and currencies that can't be controlled by government, like coins.
Well, are there enough coins so that we can just dispense with folding money and function as individuals using coins alone?
Well, coins can't be the definitive currency because there really are not enough coins currently. I mean, there could be if we wanted to use all coins, but so I'm not suggesting that. What I am suggesting is that there are enormous numbers of methods. The day we realize that unless we supplant and replace the U.S. dollar, you know, there are no solutions. Now, the real test is going to be at the state level. So you're right to bring that up because right now the states are required to balance their budget and the federal government is not required to balance its budget. It can print paper and continue to mandate things for the states to do. I think one of the reasons we saw the Democrats lose in Massachusetts was literally health reform was doing more, Steve, to organize the 10th Amendment at the state level. We had 14 state attorney generals and governors, even more governors, saying, you know, we're going to assert 10th Amendment on mandates for health care and the health care bill for states. So, with healthcare now sort of in abeyance, then we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens there. But the states are going to be in a real, you know, choose it or lose it kind of situation this year and next. They're going to have to balance their budget, and the Fed continues to do things that will just drain them. So they're getting drained, and the question is, what are they going to do to stop the drain?
Another break, Catherine. I saw something very briefly this morning, just scanned it quickly. It said if Obama goes through with his proposed budget cuts, the states are going to lose another 900,000 jobs. Ah, boy.
We have about 7 or 8 million more layoffs coming this year.
Oh,
a lot because of the state and local budget.
Others have said it on this program, Catherine. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Oh, let me throw another so much going on, Catherine, that it is so upsetting. You've been around a while, and I have. You certainly have monitored it a lot longer than I have, because most of my time I spent focused on other things that had nothing to do with geopolitics or national or world economies. So I came late to monitoring that, but I can never recall anything in my lifetime, just as a small business person, going through some tough recessionary times. And small businesses can really be dragged under very easily during those times. And no bailouts, and would have been laughed at if we even asked for anything. So we never did in the 30-odd years I was involved. But it's a different world now, so we have the big boys getting anything they want. And the little ones like us and small companies are a lot bigger than we were. We were tiny, getting dragged under, and it's just a terrible situation. And we have this terrible debt crisis. Another guest on this program, Michael Hudson, rails about the debt all the time, and he's got a new article that he calls Deepening Debt Crisis. And he absolutely wonders, how on earth are we ever going to repay this, because the debt is so huge. It simply can't be repaid. And what did we do? We reappointed the same Fed chairman who, if he doesn't understand this, is not the guy who should head the Fed. And he says some pretty nasty things about Ben Bernanke. What do you think of the overwhelming debt?
The debt system is not a financial system. It's a control system. It's not, you know, at the root of this thing, we're, you know, we've created an economy where we've created a taxation system through the balance sheet. So we issue debt to people around the world. They buy it, and then it goes down in value. So it's literally an empire taxation system. And, you know, and everybody's being taxed. So, you know, Americans at this point, if you look historically, have probably paid a very significant portion of their taxes in the form of this kind of inflation tax. So let me give you an example. If at the beginning of 2003, if you would put $10,000 in a CD or in a five-year bond, U.S. Treasury bond, let's say you'd just gotten 5%, or you'd put it in precious in gold. After 5 years, you would have gotten your $10,000 back from your treasury bond, and your purchasing power, when measured in gasoline, would have been 50% of what it had been 5 years before. Mm. Now, if you put it in precious metals, and you got the same 5% every year, you just sold enough to get your 5%, and at the end of the time, you sold it, paid a tax on your capital gains. You would have ended up being able to buy approximately the same amount of gasoline that when you'd started. So you would have held your purchasing value and gotten 5% along the way. Now, let's translate that and what it means to a household and communities. If you look at a community of 100,000 people, that means they've literally, in 5 years, lost probably about $3 to $4 billion in purchasing power. That's a huge amount of, I mean, that's an enormous tax, Steve. Enormous. And that's why this issue of, you know, are we going to create and use our own currencies and get off the dollar is so important. Because if we have our savings sitting around in a currency and in, you know, treasury securities that are dropping in value like that, you know, then we're just constantly going to get drained. If you drive around America, everybody looks exhausted. And it's that, you know, that's part of the drain. And, you know, you're seeing a similar drain in sort of the, In the intellectual and spiritual area that you are watching in the financial area, because everybody turns on their TV and spends a couple of hours a day getting lied to.
Indeed. So, you should listen to this program.
Well, but if you look at any of the statistics on how much time Americans spend, you know, watching television or, you know, reading and digesting corporate news, you're talking about an incredible investment of time and energy in something that, if you know, is distracting, disinformation, and is teaching them to do things that cause them to lose money. So, you know, but again, we have the power. We can turn off our TVs. We can stop watching the media. We can do all of those things.
We sure can. And very sadly, a network like Fox is, in terms of so-called news programs, I don't know why they call them that, because they certainly aren't news, but that's the name they give them. They are the most popular, so you get the O'Reillys and the others that are as bad or worse than he is.
Uh-huh.
Glenn Beck. I mean, people eat this up. I wrote a very critical article about Glenn Beck, and I got a rare amount of criticism and emails from people who love Glenn Beck. I mean, these people are boobs. They have no idea what really is going on if they believe the rubbish out of that guy's mouth. But you're exactly right, Catherine.
Well, let me ask you this. Do they want to know what's going on?
Well, I answer that this way. We darn well better know what's going on, because it affects our welfare personally. These people are doing things that harm the followers of this kind of rubbish on your TV screen. So if you don't care about your own welfare, your family's welfare, your kids, your grandkids, if you don't care about that, then fine. Then go along with their line and believe everything they tell you. I can't believe that people feel that way.
Well, I think the feeling is, you know, you're looking for the story du jour. In other words, there's official reality, and you want to be part of the official reality because that's what pays. In other words, I want to use my time in a way that's effective. And if I agree to be part of the official reality, then I'm going to get along. I'm going to be in alignment. I'm going to find a way of, you know, sort of getting along with the people who, if I don't get in the official reality and behave the right way, are going to kill me. This is the way I think some people see it.
Well, they also need to realize that you can't in an election cycle when the party in power has disappointed you. It always seems to turn out that way. You can't throw the bums out, Catherine, and end up electing new bums. So we threw the bums out in 2008, and we literally had a New Year's Eve type party in Chicago when Obama was elected. I mean, this whole city shut down.
Uh-huh.
It was absolutely astonishing. I mean, it literally was New Year's Eve on the 22nd of November 2008, and I just shook my head saying I had no idea how bad it would be, but I certainly knew it wouldn't be good because I knew enough about Obama before he ever stepped foot in the Oval Office. And I said, you know, I mean, what on earth are these people celebrating? That they will be disappointed again. How many times do they have to be disappointed by one politician after another from both parties before they realize that it simply doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, they're going to let you down? The only surprise for me.
Well, let's look at the double bind. If when I was speaking in the summer of 2000, I was speaking to a wonderful group of people called Spiritual Frontiers Foundation International. And they have a conference once a year, Steve, to talk about how they can help our society evolve spiritually. Very well-educated, committed people. So I'm talking about the CIA test or the testimony regarding CIA drug dealing in South Central Los Angeles in 1998.
Oh, I remember it.
And a reporter during that time had spoken to the Department of Justice, who had said that the U.S. financial system launders $500 billion to $1 trillion of all illegal money. So that's tax evasion, financial fraud, narcotics trafficking, everything. So I said to this wonderful group of spiritually evolved people, what would happen if we stopped? What would happen?
And, well, I know where you're going, but
right,
please continue.
And they said, well, you know, the stock market would go down because $500 billion to $1 trillion would go to Zurich and London and the accumulated capital thereon. You know, we'd offend the people who control that. And we'd have trouble financing the government deficit, and our taxes might go up, and our government checks might stop. And I said, okay, well, let's pretend there's a big red button up here on the lectern. And if you push that button, you will stop all hard narcotics trafficking in your community tomorrow. Who here will push the button? Oh, and thus offending the people who control all this money. Who here will push the button? And out of 100 people dedicated to evolving our society spiritually, guess how many would push the button?
Oh, indeed so.
One. So 99% would not push the button. Now, I asked that question 2 years ago up at at Bioneers in Alaska, the Bioneers location, and an audience of a couple hundred people dedicated to sustainable development, only 50% would push the button. Now, if you're President Obama and you walk into the White House and, you know, your financial, your political guy says, look, we just spent $1 billion to get elected, we want our money back. You know, we want a big return on our money. And your Secretary of the Treasury says, well, you know, everybody wants their check in America. You know, they want their Social Security check. They want their Medicare check. The, you know, hospitals want to keep things pumped up. They want their check. The low-income housing activists want their check. Everybody wants their check. And to get that check, we have to please the people who control all the money. So literally, what's Obama going to do now? So he can't push the red button. The red button has to be pushed one county at a time because you have to re-engineer the money and you have to stop the organized crime, whether it's mortgage fraud or drugs or what else, you know, whatever else. But these are huge businesses. These are, you know, one of the biggest businesses in America. And right now the American people are saying we won't push the red button. Now, the bailout and the opposition to the bailouts was the first time I saw the American people indicate, you know, over 80% push the red button. We, you know, giving $12 trillion away is not acceptable. We'd rather push the red button. Now, the red button didn't get pushed, but that's the issue. And you know, this is not something the president can do unless we're all willing to do it. Because it's not just elites that are on a free ride here.
Here's another way to push the red button, Catherine. Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't let these big banks that whatever they're doing, whatever good they may be doing, I'm not sure what good they are doing, but whatever good they're doing, I mean, don't stop that. nationalize, the banks are in trouble. They're insolvent. Most of them probably still are insolvent. Don't let them go under, and we have no more major banks. Nationalize them. Nationalize the system. Nationalize the Federal Reserve. Take some pain for a year or two or three, whatever. Clean up the mess, fix the economy, and get things back on an even keel again. Isn't that another way of pushing the red button?
Well, you know, I'm not saying that those aren't ideas to be considered, but I think the problem is deeper than that. And you have to face, I mean, we pulled trillions of dollars out of this country, both legally and illegally, in the 90s and the early part of this decade, and moved it abroad, among other things. You know, but it left, and the question is, where did it go, and how do we get it back? If you're going to have any accountability, you know, let's. My father was a surgeon, and it's very important to diagnose the problem before you operate. And so a great deal of money was pulled out, and the question is, where is it? Who's got it? Where did it go? You know, a lot of it went to black budget operations, and that's a conversation we need to have. What is the black budget, and where did all this money go? You know, is it really true that we're building space stations, you know, all over the place, including on Mars? I don't know. But what I will tell you is, for decades now, we've pulled enormous amounts of money out of this economy, and it's just disappeared, and we need to know where it went.
Well, I agree with you. And I forget whether you have said it or somebody else has said it, maybe several people have said it, that the people who really control things, especially the big money people, have given up on this country, and they're literally shifting their wealth abroad, and maybe the idea is to simply leave an empty hulk behind in the end, whenever that end process is reached. And the phrase that I love to use, I've said it an awful lot on this program, I mean, I see it happening, too, right in front of my eyes, and it's been going on for decades, but very, very much speeded up in the last decade or so. The idea of literally destroying the middle class in this country and putting police state laws on the books, and the phrase I like to use is they're turning America into Guatemala, a country with no middle class, a working population, maybe not even making enough to survive, but bare subsistence wages. And for those who stick their head up and complain, you've got law enforcement or the Marines on the streets ready to take you down or shoot you dead. And, I mean, this goes on in countries around the world. I think it's coming to this country, Catherine. I see a very black
Well, that's not my
ahead.
Plan.
do you disagree with that?
Well, if you know, I'm not, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for but not seen. I think America has great strength, and I think the American people have great strength. And what is incredible is when you understand how much dirty tricks, how much mind control, how much covert operations, how much, you know, all the negative stuff that's been overlaid on this society for the last 50 years, if you understand how much money's been siphoned off, it's remarkable that, you know, the place is standing and anything's getting done at all. And I think it's really a testament to the American people as how much we've accomplished and how positive we stayed despite the size of the parasite we're carrying. And when I say parasite, I don't just mean the elites, because I have to tell you, there are lots of very good people among the elites and, you know, many talented and, you know, people who would love to be ethical. And I can't tell you how many times the people have let them down. Okay, so this is the challenge of good and evil is a challenge that occurs in the whole population from top to bottom. And what we've seen is that the economics of being bad is paying, and it's putting the wrong guys in charge, you know, at every level and in every country and in every organization. Everybody's operating under the theory that crime pays. And let me just give you an example of the dynamic I'm talking about. I used to, you know, have a sort of specialty in re-engineering things. and you come into an organization, or it could be a community, and what you'll find in any place is you've got about 10% of the people who are net energy plus. In other words, they give more than they take. You know, entrepreneurs are generally net energy plus. And then you've got about 80% of the people who just follow the, you know, the first guys around. And they're, I'll call them followers, but they basically grow what they consume. And, you know, they're perfectly happy to be productive, but they're not interested in starting a business or, you know, running a civic organization or whatever. And you'll see people going back and forth between the two categories. So, you know, for some reason I want to slow down. And then 10% of the people are people who are just parasitic. You know, they're not ethical, they're not hardworking, they don't behave very well. You know, it happens everywhere. So when we come back, I'll explain what we do with this 10-80-10 formula.
Oh, indeed. I've got to hear it. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Catherine, let me let you pick up where you left off to finish that important thought.
Okay, so in any place or any community or any company, we've got about 10% net energy plus, 10% net energy neutral, and about 10% energy minus. And when I say energy minus, I don't mean, you know, that they're disabled or they're growing old or any of that. I mean they are, you know, they lie, cheat, and steal. So the you can walk into an organization that just, you know, things look hopeless, nothing will ever work. And it's very simple. You just find the 10%, you put them in charge and get the 80% following the 10% net energy plus. Because what we're having increasingly in this country is the 80% have given up because the, you know, the 10% that are net energy minus are in charge and sort of they're following them. So you have a, really an epidemic of bad behavior. But it's relatively simple. The minute we decide we don't want to run our economy as a criminal enterprise, and we say, okay, you know, let's put the honest, hardworking, disciplined, ethical people in charge, and let's make it pay for them to, you know, let's make ethics pay. Boom. You can't imagine the speed at which productivity will increase. It'll be pretty remarkable.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I think the only way to do that is to get out from under the political system we have now. Republicans, Democrats, it really is one and the same, one party with two wings. And as long as those people control
it's like McDonald's
things,
and Burger King.
Well, like McDonald's and Burger King, exactly. And they both turn out crap, and anybody who eats it is crazy. they're not sponsors on RBN, so I guess I can say that. Well, if they are listening, maybe I will get a very nasty email at the end of this program. But that's what it comes down to, and it also means getting money out of politics, because as long as the deep pockets can buy the politicians and control the airwaves, then we're in big trouble. We need a complete remake, Catherine. I agree.
Well, but it starts in our hearts and minds. As you know, I made a concerted effort from about 1998 to, I don't know, well, to present, trying to explain to people, warn people about the housing bubble and, you know, until it popped. And frankly, Steve, most people didn't want to hear it. They wanted to make money in the bubble. So it wasn't just the elites engineering the housing bubble or the banks engineering the housing bubble. You had millions of people in America making money on the housing bubble and delighted to go along, and their attitude was, I don't control this, so, you know, let's build housing that's not appropriate for the future. Let's finance housing that's not appropriate for the future. Let's get everybody way more in debt than, you know, they can possibly afford. But, you know, we think we'll make money, so let's do it. And, you know, this was you had thousands of people in every county in America doing this and knowing that it was crazy.
Well, just like the stock market, the most obvious time to me was 1999 when the NASDAQ was going absolutely crazy. And I looked at that and I said, how can any sane person get into this? You know, it's great while it lasts, but, you know, like Cinderella at the ball.
It's not great while it lasts. It's not great while it lasts.
Well, making money.
What you're doing is, no, you're not making money. You're making paper money by destroying wealth. It's liquidation. It's no, you know, it's financial murder. So it's not great while it's going.
Financial
murder,
indeed.
And this idea that money is wealth is absurd. It's an addiction. It's an insanity.
Oh, I wish we could go on. We're out of time. Oh, so much. And one topic leads to another. Catherine, my great thanks as always. It is always special when you come on. I relish it and listening to you on Flashpoint Radio as well.
Have a great day. Oh,
thanks, Catherine.
Bye.
My favorite time of the week when you come on. Thanks. Join us again on Monday.
Introducing the new Go Bird.